بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had been discussing the battle of Tabuk and the difficult conditions that faced those who had set off on this particular expedition, as far as the weather was concerned, as far as the journey was concerned, as far as the economic climate at that time was concerned. This was a very arduous, difficult journey. And this particular expedition also was a means of exposing those who had nifaq, hypocrisy within their hearts, that they were now reluctant to go forth and join Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last verse that was discussed, we spoke about a few attributes of these hypocrites and the excuses that they had offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some insight into the thought process of these munafiqeen, these hypocrites. How do they view the success and failure, or rather the victories and the defeats that come to the Muslims, that come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Through which lens do they look at this? And the feelings that go through their hearts when they see Islam being dominant, as opposed to when they see Islam being defeated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in tusibka hasanatun tasu'hum. Allah addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if any favorable outcome comes to you, then this causes them grief. It causes them to become despondent, and they then wish that they had joined you, that they had been part of your group, so that they could also share in the spoils of war or in whatever victory has now come to you. So when any good or favorable outcome comes to you, then this causes them grief. وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ. And on the other hand, if any adversity befalls you, the conditions are unfavorable, in other words, you are defeated, then يَقُولُ قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Then they say to one another that we had taken our precautions already. In other words, they breathe a sigh of relief that we already decided not to join the Muslims, and therefore we were able to save ourselves from this defeat. وَيَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ. And then they turn away and they rejoice. They are very happy that they so-called managed to avoid this situation, and they did not have to be part and parcel of this defeat that has come to you. So now, after mentioning this, giving us a peek or a glimpse into their thought process, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us and corrects the way a Muslim, a believer should be thinking. How should we view victory and defeat? So Allah says, قُلْ لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. That say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing will come to us except that which Allah has ordained for us. Those conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written and predetermined for us, this will happen. Whether it be victory, whether it be defeat, huwa maulana, he is our protector. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal almu'minun. And the believers should place their complete reliance and trust upon Allah. So when it comes to the hypocrites, then any favorable outcome comes to the Muslims, this causes them grief. Any adversity befalls the Muslims, they become happy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a person with iman, he understands, regardless of what happens, it is all the decree, the decision, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, during conditions of prosperity, when the outcome is favorable, then a believer does not become overly excited, overly joyed, and he does not lose focus of the greater goal, the greater objective. He does not become heedless, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, when the conditions are unfavorable, when there is adversity, then here also he does not become overly despondent. He does not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once again he keeps his eyes on the greater goal, the greater objective, which is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says that address these hypocrites, or address the enemy and say to them, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. That your expectation when it comes to us is nothing but one of two excellent outcomes. It is only one of two things that will happen. Both are excellent. Either we will be victorious, so we will gain dominance as far as our worldly status is concerned, we will defeat your group, your army, and in this way we will be dominant. Or if you defeat us, then this is martyrdom, this is shahadat, and this means we will reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whichever happens, whether we are victorious or whether we are defeated in any particular expedition, any particular battle, it is going to be an excellent outcome, a favorable outcome for us. وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَن يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا. And we have expectation and hope regarding you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a punishment to you either directly from His side. Allah will cause you to be defeated, or rather Allah will cause you to lose your dominance through some punishment from His side, whether it be sickness, whether it be poverty, whether it be some natural disaster. أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا, or Allah will cause you to be defeated at our hands. One of the two is going to take place. Either Allah will take care of you directly, or Allah will use us to take care of you. فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّسُونَ. So you wait and you have your expectations, and we will wait expectantly regarding you. For us, it will be one of two favorable outcomes, and for you, you will either fall directly through the punishment of Allah or at our hands. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these few verses we understand, Allah corrects our thought process. How should we be thinking when it comes to any condition that awaits us? Of course, here it was referring to battle, referring to expeditions. But likewise, when it comes to other aspects of our life, a person is put into a situation where, as far as the worldly outcome is concerned, it is either a win for him or a loss for him. But a believer sees and looks deeper than this. He thinks further than this, and he understands, even if it may be a temporary loss or setback as far as his worldly position may be concerned, but ultimately, if he has secured the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this also is counted as a win for him. And here we find many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The famous hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the matter of a believer, that regardless of the conditions that befall him, it is always good for him. In أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَّهُ. If the conditions are favorable, he is in a state of prosperity, then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expresses his gratitude, and this is good for him. And on the other hand, if the conditions are of adversity, there's difficulty, there's some challenges, sabara, then he exercises sabr, patience, and this also kana khayran lah, this also is good for him. So when a person understands this, and he aligns his thinking with the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, then this becomes a very great antidote, a very great cure for depression, despondency. One is, a person has all of these things taking place in his life. Outwardly, it seems as though he is going through difficulty. But because his thought process has been corrected, he understands, his eye is on the greater goal, he will be able to navigate and move through these conditions with relative ease, and he will save himself from falling into despondency. He will still have his eye on the greater goal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull a person through this. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.